Introductions on Classical WFMT is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, a maker and restorer of stringed instrument bows at 226 South Wabash Avenue. Go to johnnorwoodlee.com. And by Beyond Shades, a Hunter Douglas Gallery, window treatments perfect for your home. Call 630-903-6711 or visit the Oak Brook Gallery. Thank you for downloading this WFMT podcast. Some music has been removed for copyright reasons.
Welcome to Introductions, WFMT's weekly feature of pre-college musical talent in the Chicago area. I'm Robbie Ellis. Today we're live in the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio for a cello recital. Simon Updegraff is 16 years old, a junior at New Trier High School, and a student of Avi Friedlander at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy. He was on the show last month as a member of Trio Nuvola, playing Beethoven, Clark, and Esmail, but this is his solo debut on WFMT. Later in the recital, we'll hear solo cello music by J.S. Bach and Chad Sirwick Hughes, plus cello and piano music by Ernest Bloch and Vittorio Monti. But right now is a cello concerto movement, and timing perfectly for the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, Veterans Day today. Here's the first movement of Edward Elgar's cello concerto, written in the aftermath of World War I. Simon Updegraff is on cello with Sung Hoon Mo on piano, playing Elgar live on Introductions.
Thank you.
The opening movement of Edward Elgar's Cello Concerto. Very appropriate music for Armistice Day or Veterans Day, given that Elgar composed it in 1919 as an elegy for the Great War. This is Introductions. We're live in the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio this morning, and you just heard Sung-hoon Mo on piano and 16-year-old Simon Updegraff on cello, who's just come to the microphone now. Simon Updegraff, welcome back to Introductions. Hello.
Hey.
I say welcome back since a chamber group of yours was on the show just last month, but this is your solo debut. So let's get to know you. Born in Evanston, you're growing up in Wilmette, you've lived in the Chicago suburbs all your life. How did you get started in music?
When I was really young, maybe 2 or 3 years old, I'd be in the car and we'd always listen to WFMT. And whenever a cello came on, my mom would say, "Hey, Simon, what's that instrument?" And I would say, "Oh, it's the cello." So when my parents asked me, "What instrument do you want to play?" the cello was a natural answer. And so I started taking lessons at the Music Institute of Chicago, and I've been there ever since.
So your parents were always pointing out the cello. Were they pointing out any other instruments?
I think it was pretty much just the cello.
Okay, so I'm trying to work out why, because your sister plays violin, your parents have been singers. Did the cello really speak to you?
Yeah, I think for one, just the size, but also the tone. You know, it's so similar to the human voice and has such a nice range, and I think it's a beautiful instrument.
Well, you're really making a lovely singing tone in the Elgar there, and I'm really looking forward to the rest of your recital today. Did you have a turning point between, you're a toddler in the car, hey, that's a cello, and to the 16-year-old who you are now, somewhere between those two points, did you have this turning point where you thought, I should really take this seriously?
Well, I'd like to thank my dad because he practiced me from day one, practiced with me from day one, and he always pushed me to be the best player I could be. And even, you know, when I didn't want to practice, he made sure that I was having a high standard of playing. But also going to music camps has also helped me, you know, with motivation.
Got it. On to the next music. We're going to hear you solo now, or I'll just have you introduce it briefly. The first of two Bach cello suites that you're going to play today, two different suite movements. And so what's noteworthy about Bach's cello suite number 5 in C minor?
For one, it's the only cello suite with a fugue. So it has this French overture beginning. It's very heavy, but then it suddenly picks up, and that's the fugue. And then also it was written scordatura, which means that it's written for the cello's A string to be tuned down.
But you're not doing that today.
No.
Okay, well, I'll let you get back to your seat. You can tune the rest of your cello, including the top string, to an A as opposed to a G. Simon Updegraff, 16 years old from Wilmette. He's a student of Avi Friedlander at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy, playing the Prelude to Cello Suite No. 5 in C minor by Johann Sebastian Bach, live on Introductions. Thank you. from the darkest of Johann Sebastian Bach's six cello suites. That was the prelude from suite number 5 in C minor. That music was played by 16-year-old Simon Updegraff live on Introductions, and Simon carries on his recital with the music of Ernest Bloch. Born to a Jewish family in Geneva, Switzerland, he became the founding musical director of the Cleveland Institute of Music in the 1920s, and that's where he wrote this next piece, From Jewish Life. The first movement is called Prayer, and it probably served as the model for the most popular musical setting of the Avinu Malkeinu prayer in the American Jewish tradition, a prayer of repentance sung on fast days. Simon Updegraff is once again joined by pianist Sung Hoon Mo, performing in the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio on Classical WFMT.
Thank you.
The first of three movements of the suite by Ernest Bloch from Jewish Life. The movement evokes a prayer service in an Ashkenazi synagogue. You heard cello soloist Simon Updegraff with Sung Hoon Mo on piano. You're listening to Introductions, WFMT's weekly feature of the Chicago area's top young musical talent. Simon's on the show because he filled out our audition form. Now is an excellent time to consider appearing on the show, especially if you're in your senior year of high school. The form asks for your contact details, some basic information, and links to two or three examples of your playing. Everything's on the web, wfmt.com/introductions. That's wfmt.com/introductions. Coming up in today's recital, more Bach, a cello suite from Michigan, and a showy Charadash finale. You're listening to Classical WFMT. Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes and Beyond Shades. Introductions is also made possible through the generous support of the Nagorney Foundation, the Kiphart Family Foundation, and the listener supporters of Classical WFMT. I'm Robbie Ellis, and my guest on Introductions today is Simon Updegraff, 16 years old from Wilmette, a junior at New Trier High School, a cello student of Avi Friedlander. And Simon, you're in your second year, third year at Music Institute of Chicago Academy?
Second.
Second, all right. So you've been on this show before as a member of a chamber group there, and you'll be, mm-hmm. I'm presuming, heading straight up to Lake Forest once you're done here for the remainder of your Saturday. What are you getting out of being a fellow at the Academy?
One thing is I'm learning a lot more about music theory, since every Saturday morning we start off with our theory classes. And then I get to be part of an awesome piano trio, and we have two great coaches. I also get to be part of the Academy String Orchestra, and then I also get to play and watch master classes. Like just last week I played for Natasha Barofsky at Juilliard, and that was a great experience.
Well, that sounds great, and I'm sorry to Jim and Sue that you are missing your theory lessons today. I'll keep asking you some more things. You go to New Trier High School, and you tell me that you founded that school's classical music club. Now, New Trier is not lacking in classical musicians. What was the purpose of you founding the club, and what does it get up to?
Yeah, so it's called Club Classique, and I founded it with a few of my friends. And New Trier has many like wonderful performing ensembles, but I thought that maybe there wasn't so many opportunities for discussion-based music clubs. So what we do is we talk about composers, genres, and compositions.
Well, let's have you talk about your next composition now. Not by you, by a composer called Chad Sirwick Hughes. So I think his mother called him Chad, and he calls himself Sirwick. Composer, trombonist, sound engineer. He's worked on the Tyler Perry films, based in Atlanta now, but originally from Detroit. And you're going to play a solo cello suite. He was definitely inspired by J.S. Bach, and you've played his music earlier. But compared to Bach, what's similar and what's different about what you're about to play?
So Sirwick was inspired to name his pieces in the same way Bach did. So the Gigue, the Minuet, and the Courant are all the same as the cello suites. And they're both written for solo unaccompanied cello, so you know, piano and anything like that. But one difference is that Sirwick uses more non-traditional harmony in his compositions, but I think that they're both very lyrical and have many different colors.
Well, thank you so much, Simon. I'll let you take your seat once more. Solo cellist live on Introductions today, playing the cello suite number one, written in the 1990s by Chad Sirwick Hughes. In three movements, there are three Baroque dance styles, a minuet, a courant, and a gigue. Simon Updegraff is live on Introductions on Classical WFMT. A solo cello suite, but not one by Bach. That was the suite number one of Chad Sirwick Hughes. Sirwick fell in love with the Bach cello suites while studying at the University of Michigan. And later on, a cello professor there, Anthony Elliott, commissioned him to write a solo piece. So Sirwick wrote those three Baroque dance forms, a minuet, a courant, and a gigue. The cellist was Simon Updegraff, live on Classical WFMT, and he's going to finish his recital with two further pieces. another gigue, this one from Bach's Cello Suite No. 3, music that directly inspired the previous piece. And after that, we'll finish the recital with some sparks, the Chardash of Vittorio Monti. 16-year-old Simon Updegraff is live on Classical WFMT.
Thank you.
Composer Vittorio Monti was a one-hit wonder, and you just heard his one hit. The Csárdás, based on Hungarian melodies, was played by 16-year-old cellist Simon Updegraff live from the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio at WFMT. And Simon's at the microphone once more. A couple of more questions. You're a high school junior right now, so it must be on your mind what you're going to consider doing once you leave high school. Do you definitely want to study music at college, or definitely not want to study music at college?
Yeah, I'd love to study music at college. I'm definitely planning on doing so, but I also am considering maybe a double major because I like school a lot too, and you know, might as well keep my paths open. But I'd love to be a professional musician if I can.
A double major in what sort of subject area?
I've been liking chemistry a lot, so maybe that.
All right. You have time to decide, of course. And looking further ahead to a musical or chemical career, do you have something musical that you want to do in your wildest dreams, like a piece to play or a venue to play in or somebody to collaborate with?
Well, one dream I've had for a long time is being part of a symphony orchestra. I mean, the CSO, that would be wonderful if I could, you know, be part of it.
Well, thank you so much, Simon Updegraff, for coming on the show today, and best of luck to
you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Simon Updegraff, he's a junior at New Trier High School and a cello student of Avi Friedlander at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy. You can find out more about Simon and learn about past and upcoming episodes on the web, wfmt.com/introductions. That's also where you can apply to be on the show yourself. Thank you to today's collaborative pianist Sung-Hoon Mo and the audio engineer Max Lebien. My name's Robbie Ellis, producer and presenter of Introductions. Catch you next time as I feature more of the Chicago area's finest young musicians every Saturday at 11 a.m. on Classical WFMT.
Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, on the web at johnnorwoodlee.com, and by Beyond Shades, a Hunter Douglas gallery in Oak Brook. Call 630-903-6711.